case you were wondering, I made a wrong turn as I was driving back. You know where Interstate 5 splits off from Highway 99? I forgot that. I was sleeping when I got there, and we drove back on Highway 99. We got to see a lot of things between that point and Stockton at a speed that allows you to make closer observations than we would have liked to have made. Kim is not dead. She just isn't feeling well this morning. So I apologize for forgetting to mention that. We talked about God's sovereignty this year. And, you know, it just seems like the more I think about the sovereignty of God, the more I understand that there's just a lot that I don't appreciate the way that I should appreciate God. And one of the things that we need to understand is that God is our righteous sovereign. He is the one who guarantees our promised reward. I make a lot of promises in my life. I promised that I would always love Kim, that I would stand beside her in sickness and in health. And so far, I've been able to keep that promise. I'd hate if the day came when I couldn't keep that promise, when I was disabled so that I could not be what I had promised to be. I remember growing up, my dad made a lot of promises. One of the promises that he made to my sisters more often than he did to me was that when we got inside, you were going to get a paddling because you'd been misbehaving. And I was never the misbehavior. Well, I shouldn't say that. I was occasionally the misbehavior. But my dad, sometimes if you would fall asleep in the car on the way home, he would pick you up and carry you in, and he would forget about that promise that he'd made that you were going to get a paddling when you got inside. My sister had the unfortunate habit of always remembering those promises that my dad made. And he would carry me into the house. I'm carefully keeping up the ruse that I'm asleep, hoping that he'll forget. And my sister would respond by questioning my dad about whether he was going to keep that promise or not. God is not like people who break promises. And when God says, I have a place prepared for you, rest assured that it is there. It's not something that you think might be there. It's not something that would be there if God didn't have something that intervened that meant that he couldn't do that. It's not something that would be there if the people that lived with Jesus had accepted him. And we studied this morning about how they had rejected God, how they had rejected Jesus, that put him to death. I promised, I will raise up a prophet and he will bring you the way of salvation. And the people put him to death. And there are a lot of people that think that that interfered with God keeping his promise. It did not. God keeps his promises to us. Well, we're going to begin thinking about that in Hebrews, the 6th chapter. We're going to read beginning in verse 7, and we'll read down through verse 12. Read with me, if you will. This is from the New American Standard Translation. And this is how secure we can be in the knowledge that God keeps his promises. The ground that drinks the rain that often falls on it and brings forth vegetation useful for those for whose sake it is also tilled, receives a blessing from God. The ground it brings forth vegetation. You put rain on the ground and you will get a reward. It yields thorns and thistles sometimes. And if it does, it's worthless. It's close to being cursed, he says. It ends up being burned. And then he says this, beloved, we're convinced of better things concerning you, things that accompany salvation. Remember that phrase. Though we're speaking in this way, God is not unjust so as to forget the work and labor which you've shown toward his name in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints. We desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope unto the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. There are a lot of things in that reading. First one I want you to notice is that there are some things that always accompany salvation, like rain on the ground brings